Okay, so we are on Tez Das Chaf Chav Dalet. We are on Chav Gimel of Bez by the Gemara. So the Gemara is, this is actually a good review. The Gemara is going to go through the previous couple of Mishnayos and ask, listen, we learned Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir from one of them. Why do we need all these other Mishnayos to come teach us Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir? And in that discussion, it'll also explain why we needed the last two Mishnayos together. The last two Mishnayos were those two women that were captive, and the Mishnah we did yesterday were two men who said that they were each Kohanim. So again, so we had four Mishnahs that talked about Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir. Mishnah number one was on Daf Tezvav, which talks about a guy walks up to his friend and says, this field belonged to your father, but I bought it from him, he's believed. Number two was the witnesses to come and say, this is our signatures, however, we were Anusim, we were Ketanim, or we were Psula Eidus, and therefore it's not valid. Number three was on Daf Chav Gimel, where it's a woman who says that she was an Ish, she was married, but she's divorced. And also on yesterday's daf, a woman says that I was taken prisoner, but I wasn't violated. And then we had two other Mishnayos. Two women were taken prisoner, and they can testify about each other. And also, we just saw that one person says a kohen, another person says I'm a kohen. If they're testifying about each other, then they're believed. So the Gemara says kol hani lamili. Why do we need all these makoros for pesha asr, pesha hitir? Just teach us the rule once, and we know in all the situations where it's pesha asr, pesha hitir, it would be good. So the Gemara says strichi. You need to list all of them, right? Why? The Itana Modi Rabbi Yeshua, if they had just mentioned the first Mishnah, which was HaOmer LeChaveiro, Son of Joshua Levicha, HaYisa, this was belonged to your father's field, and I bought it from him, and there we say Modi Rabbi Yeshua, in that case Rabbi Yeshua agreed to teach us the concept of Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir, we would have said there that he's believed because Mishum De'ika Durara De'mamona, because there's a Durara De'mamona. What's Durara De'mamona? Rashi says, I think more there's a monetary claim over there. Basically, had he just said, I mean, Rashi is a machlokes Rashi Tosos, but Rashi seems to indicate that had the guy just said the first part of Sada Zosha Lavicha, this field belongs to you, right? This field belongs to you, and he didn't finish Ulach Kaktiyam Imanu, he would lose the field. Right, he would lose the field because he would just be admitted that this field belongs to you because his mother belongs to his father and he doesn't have any edim. So therefore, it's clear that initially he wants to complete his words and say, "I bought it from you." That seems to be how Rashi seems to run Zohar de Mamona. Right, Rashi says, "Hilkach ilo de pshita milsa shelakach me'aviv lo haya omer shelavicha haisa." And if he wasn't certain that he bought it from the father, he never would have said that it belonged to your father. The gorim la'atzmo hefsed mamon, and he would cause for himself a loss of money. Ukishamar tchilas dvarav, when he says the original phrase, al shame sofo amro, he has intent right away to finish it. Ligmor behen lekatiyam imenu. Otherwise, he loses out. He loses the field. But in the second case of the edim, the leka dvarav mamona, there's no dvarav mamona by edim. Because they're not going to lose anything. Edom say, they just say, this is a ksav yado, and that in and of itself stands. And then they say, anusim hayinu, whatever, ketanim hayinu. Let's say you take away the ketanim hayinu portion, and they just say, anusim hayinu. So what happened? So the testimony is accepted. It doesn't affect them in the pocket. So maybe their original statement, the original phrase, is really what they wanted to say. And they just added on for whatever reason, but it's not true. Therefore, there was no drar de mamona, and therefore, maybe we wouldn't believe. So, kamash malam, we have the second case that pesha asr, pesha hitir applies there as well. Now, the other way around, the itana edim, and you just had the case of edim, mishum da'alma, because that's not affecting them. Rashi says, da'alma, ein adibar achro mahani la'atzmo el la'achirim, u mishum achirim lo havi harjibi musayu. There, maybe there they believe because it doesn't have any personal impact. So believe him; he's not affecting himself.
Aiden don't have
right. What is it? They don't have anything to lose. About Iyu de Lanavshe, when he says Sadas Oshal Vichal Kachtiyam Imenu, right? He's being made the Tovas Atzmo. So maybe there you wouldn't say Pesha Asr Pesha Hitir because he has a personal gain out of it. So Kamash Malan that you have Pesha Asr Pesha Hitir in both cases, right? So about Iyu de Lanavshe Ema Lo. Now the Gemara says, okay, so now we have these two cases. Why do I need? Why do I need the third case, right? The Iyashmin Hanitarte, right, we would say Mishum de Mamono, because these ideas, these both cases are dealing with Mamonos issues. Eid were testifying about Mamonos, he's testifying that this field belongs to him. It's Dine Mamonos issue. Aval, but the case of where she says, Ish Hayisi Viniskarashti, that's the talking about Isura now. So maybe I don't learn from a Mamon to Isur, right? Aval, Ish Ish, the Isura, Eimalo. Maybe I wouldn't. So, or the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Ritva points out, well, that also works the other way around. So just say the Isser case, you learn that to Mamon, you don't learn Isser to Mamon either. So you have to have both studim, Isser on one side and Mamon on the other side. We need the two Mamon cases as we just described, and then you need a third Isser case. But what about the fourth case? But Nishbesi Utahorani Lamali. Well, why do I need the case in which she says I was taken captive, but I wasn't violated? That's also an Isser case. What's the chiddush in that case? We just learned that that's case number four. We already learned Yisur from case number three. So the Gemara basically says, Enachlami, Mishum, the Kabay Lemisne, because we don't need it for that, for Peshas Pesha Hitir, but we need it because we want to learn the Seifa. The Seifa there was, Mishanises Bo Adim Hare Zolo Seise. The Seifa of the Mishnah there said, if she gets married, and then Adim come, she doesn't have to leave her husband. So Gemara says, wait a second, we learned yesterday that whole thing is a machlokas, it's where that phrase applies. Does that phrase apply, right, there was a machlokas on Daf Chav Gimel, does a phrase, Mishanises Bo Edim Lo Seitze, is that talking about the Isser of the Eishes Is from the Torah, or that's only talking about the second end of the Mishnah, which is that case of the Nishbesi, So Hanu Yichalamad Demastin Seifa. According to Rabbi Ravin, who says this din of Imishanishis Bo Edim Arizal Lo Tinase, that's talking about the Seifa case of Nishbesi V'Tahorani. So then I understand why that chiddush is there, because it's only talking about the Shvuya who's Midrabanan. If the Shvuya, right, because Midrabanan, we assume that she's fine, but Midrabanan we have concerns. So therefore, if she makes it, she has this claim, then she's believed. El Amanda Masnei Aresha, according to Rav Oshia, who said this idea of if Edim come after she got married, Lo Teitze, it applies even to the Aresha case, even to the Doraisa case. So what do I need the statement for? What do I need the case of Mishbeis V'Tahorani Lamali? Oh, because you have to say the rule in the second case. Well, that rule applies to the first case, and applies to the first case. Ach Kavakam is going to apply to the case of Mishbesi. So, what do I need the second case for? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. According to Rav Oshia, this din also applies to the Resha, and there's no chiddush whatsoever that the Tana, when the Tana mentions the second part of that Mishnah, which is Nishbesi Utahorani, that she's believed, that's already included in the Resha. But the Gemara, he said, but Mishum the Kabay Lemisne Shtei Nashim Shin Nispu. It's really a lead-in. But since that's talking about, since the case of Nishbesi is talking about someone taken captive, it's just a lead-in for the next Mishnah, which talks about two women who are taken captive, and that when they are Meido Zed Zed, they're believed. And there's a Chiddush in that day. So that's why the Tanakh opened up with the case of Nishbesi. But there's no Chiddush in and of itself. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the Chiddush in the case of Shtei Nashim? What do I need that case for? You said that the whole case in this, right, the safe for that Mishnah is a lead into the next Mishnah, which is a Chiddush. Well, what's that Chiddush that you're leading into? So, right, the case is two women are taken prisoner, and they are their menace to testify about each other. Basically, the Gemara is asking, as you'll see on Daf Chav Zayin, that there's a Mishnah that says that even an Eved or a Shifkor believe to testify about a Shvuya that she wasn't violated. So what's the chiddush telling me that a woman can testify? That one woman can testify to the other woman that they weren't violated. So the reason is, Ma'alatema nechush legomen kamash malan. Maybe, I love this word, maybe they're in coots. Maybe they'll say, well, we testify about me, I'll testify about you, and this way we're good to go. Right? Ma'alatema nechush legomen. We're taking, so kamash malan, that we're not choshesh. Okay, so now we're taking care of five mishnayos. And what about the last mishnah? V'chein shnei anashim. Right? One guy says, I'm a Kohen, Shnei Anashim, which was yesterday's Mishnah. Shnei Anashim, Zemer Kohen, and Zemer Kohen, they're not believed. They do not believe, they testify about themselves, but Bezman Shem, Eidim Zed Zeh, they testify about each other. The Tanakhama says that they are good, Machlokas, and then Rabbi Yehuda comes, and then Rabbi Lazar comes. Vat so shnei anashim lamali. Gemara says mishum dekabayla misne pluk to the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Right, not because that case is brought in. If we're not choshes for gomlin, we learned that we're not choshes for gomlin by the two women case. So then we're certainly not going to be choshes for gomlin when it comes to these two men. So then, what do I have the case of the two men? Therefore, so there it's because we want to bring the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, who are that their cholik is. Rabbanon says that if they testify about each other, they are believed. Rabbi Yehuda says they're not believed. That maybe he's choshes for gomlin to figure out what the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. But that was just a quick summary of the past six mishnayos to explain like what the tzrichus is. Pnei Yeshua asks, why, if the whole beginning of why you need all these cases of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, so why did you wait till two Mishnayos after Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, Mishnayos to start asking this question? Yeah. What? Right? Yes, yes, sir.
What?
Yes, that yes, sir.
No.
I don't know the answer.
That's a good question.
Yeah, why did the Gemara wait till now? So maybe because the Gemara wanted to use it to also talk about these other Mishnayos also. I mean, you could have asked the Peshas or Peshas Hittim over there, and then asked over here why you need these two Mishnayos. But it's just a good challenge as to why the Gemara waited. Okay.
This Mishnah doesn't work with Peshas.
No, it's not Peshas, but they're leading in. Right.
I know, but there's
right. Right. That's why the question is so good. What are you waiting to hear now? We finished the Peshas or Mishnayos two Mishnayos ago. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to discuss the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan that was listed in our Mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan. Basically, with cases now, we have two men who come before us, and we have no idea who they are or what their yichus is. And each one says, "Ani kohen v'chavirai kohen. I'm a kohen, and my chavir is a kohen." So each one is ne'eman for their friend. They're not ne'eman about themselves, but each one's ne'eman about the other one, so they both have believability. So ne'eman leha'achilo v'truma. He's believed to give his friend now can eat truma as a kohen. The eino neman lahasio isha, and he's not neman regarding a woman, marrying a woman. Major machlok to show him what he's talking about, because Rashi says the eino neman lahasio isha miyuchesas. He can't marry miyuchas woman. Maila hi biyuchsin, some sort of maila and yuchsin that he can't marry when it comes to a woman. Tosos brings down Tosos di Maswa Avel. He says. He says, "Perish b'kuntres mishum chashash mamzerus v'nesinus." Maybe there's a mamzerus inside of him or nesinus inside of him.
But that's
in every case. That's what Tosos says. Tosos Rakasha. The lechel emeichash. We're not choshesh for that. Kedarminam bacholitz. He just brings a case. He says, "Gabi obi kachavim ve'evet al bas Yisrael." A guy or a slave had relations with the bas Yisrael. Darmina le zil goli. Go somewhere else. O nasiv bas minach. He basically says, "You want to eat so? Just go somewhere else and get married." So we're not choshesh that they're going to look into it. What are you looking into over here? So Tosos, it wasn't exactly clear. Tosos brings down the name of Rabbeinu Tam. It brings the name of Rabbeinu Tam that. Where is that? I can't find it right now. It's some sort of mila that you had to check for four grandmothers. It's another some other mila. The other Rishonim bring down. No, we're talking about these guys come. We don't know who they are, and there's actually some sort of they're actually a little bit suspect. So there is some sort of smach to say that there's something wrong with them. But in reality, what are you checking for? We don't really do that, right? So that's we're just gonna go with Rashi right now because it makes the Gemara flow easier. What?
The
Kohen
always checks for yichus.
No, but he can't marry her. Right, but she here
is the problem.
But she here she's checking him. Eino neman lehasio isha.
I think it's the woman that's
no
suspect here.
It says lehasio isha miyuchesas. That's Nekeva, Rashi says that's her. No, what does the rabbi scroll say?
She's of unblemished descent.
Right, so he can't marry her.
He can't marry her, yeah.
So she's checking into him.
She's checking into her.
No, but he's
sus.
No, we don't allow him to marry a
miyuchas woman because maybe we're suspect. He's suspect. Because he's suspect.
Okay, that, looking at it that way.
Yeah. All right, so Gemara says, Achi Yu Shlosha. Tanakhama says you need three Kohanim. right? Shnai meidim alzeh, shnai meidim alzeh, and Ripa says, and shnai meidim alzeh. Each one needs two witnesses. But Rav Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, af eno nema l'achilo truma. In this case, the single eight isn't even believed to raise the other guy to eat truma. Af eno nema l'achilo truma, ad shi yashlosha. You need three witnesses, three kohanim, shnai meidim alzeh, shnai meidim alzeh, and Rav Yehuda, shnai meidim alzeh. Okay. So now, why not? What's the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't have one and one to believe for God the Gabi Truma? He says, maybe a chokus will go on them. Guy says, I'm hungry. Guy says, I'm hungry. Well, let's go to the Truma warehouse. How are we going to do that? You tell them I'm a Kohen, I'll tell them you're a Kohen, and we're going to eat Truma. Brilliant. Right, lemeimra de Rabbi Yehuda chayish legomlim, the rabbanon lo chayish legomlim, and the rabbanon not chayish legomlim. They're not chayish for gomlim because maybe okay, you want to go get food, you want to go get truma food. It's pretty tough stuff to be chayiv, you know, the raisa get mitzamisa.
It's probably easy to get. Though.
It's very easy to get because there's very small demand, and it's cheap because there's no demand.
Right.
So the Gemara says so. Basically, the way we're setting up now is Rabbi Yehuda's chayish for gomlim. He's chayish for them to be in kahuts, and rabbanon are not chayish for the kahuts. So, but we've learned the opposite. Right, the Tanan, we're the following Mishnah. Right, where is this Mishnah?
Demai.
Mishnah Demai. Yeah. Alright, the Mishnah says as follows. Hachamorin. So these are the individuals who are bringing, Rashi says, Sochrei Tzvua, Umolichim Makom Hazol Likrochim. They're the guy, these traveling salesmen, they're selling their wheat. They're selling it. So maybe these guys, what happened? Shenichmasu li'ir. They come into a town to sell their wares. Va'amr echa mehen. And one guy gets up and says, "My tzvua sheli chadash." It's new stuff. So it's not the stuff. Yeah, it's not ready to be grinded in the mill because it hasn't dried completely. V'shel chaveirai yashav. My friends, this is good stuff. Sheli eno masukan. For me, it's not Masukan. Mine's not Masukan yet, because basically I didn't take, Rashi says, right, Rashi says, Meshaveach HaShel Chaveiro. He's praising his friend's wares, U'mizazel at Shalo. Shali, it's not Masukan. I didn't take out Meister yet. Shel Chaveiro Me'usar. He took it out. Shali Chadosh V'enu Yavish Adayin Kol Tzorcho, V'chaveiro Yashon V'yavish Kol Tzorcho. The Stam Yashon Tov Min HaChadosh. Older weed is better, but at the Esagoro, it's time to grind it. So he's, my stuff's not so good, his stuff is pretty good. So there, the Tanakhama says, Ein on Eman. He's not believed. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Neman, right? Tanakhama says he's not Neman.
Why would he say that?
Because you're going to tell me the same thing next time. I'm going to raise your profile here, and you're going to raise my profile in the next town. In the next town, that's the kshash. Rashi says,
is this part of business?
It's puffery. He says, Eino Neman, right? Rashi says, Eino Neman. Hori over Am Aretzu. Number one is Nama Aretz, right? Therefore, Eino Neman al Meiser. He's not going to be Neman on the Meiser. The Afal Pisha made al Shalosh Eino Musukan. Even though he's testifying about his own, that it's not. But Ocha, most of him is Odvar Machayim, Shabeyach, and Shalchavero. Eino Neman lahachsik and Shalchavero, Bechasim Musukan. Why? She Eino Elema Army, and Amor Atokan, and Imakamakamacher. We both want to sell our stuff. Well, I'll get all your stuff sold.
Make a plan.
Exactly. So, but you see, bottom line is that here, Rabbanan are koshish for Gomlin, and Rabbi Yehuda is not, which is the opposite that we just saw explaining our Mishnah. So, Amar Vada Barahava, Amar Rav, Muchlef Shita. The easy answer, just switch it around. Not sure which one you switch around, but switch it around.
I don't go for this answer.
Abai Amar Don't switch it around. We're going to have a fundamental difference between our case and the case in Demai. Right? Because the Gemara says over there, based on the answers over there, Rabbanan are not choshes in the Demai case. Why are they not choshes in Demai? B'demai hikelu, because rov ame aretz ma'asrin hein. You're right. The Rabbanan are not going to be choshes. They're not choshes for Gomlin. Oh no, don't take off. But Demai, that's the answer is Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that they're Neman and not be kosher for Goldman there? Because it's Demai. Yeah, we have a Gezeira that Demai from an Amaretz, but Rov Amaretz are Maaser. So in this case, you know, even though he's doing this scheme, so this, it could be a scheme, we're going to be Mekel.
So what's the first
sheet? So Gemara says, Amarava, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rubi Kasha, the Rabbanan, Lo Kasha. So what about the Rabbanan? There's also Steer in the Rabbanan. How do you answer the Rabbanan case? So Amar Ella, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kasha, like we just said, Kiddush Aninan. The Rabbanan also Lo Kasha. Ki the Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva b'shekle umunaso biyado. We're explaining it like Rav Chama Bar Ukva explained somewhere else that they have their their artisan kalim, you know, utensils with them. So to over here, hachanami b'kle umunaso biyado. What does that mean? So Rashi says, look at what the guy is bringing. Did the guy bring his stuff? Like, he bring his scale, he bring his cash register, he bring his credit card reader for you to do sales? If he did, then he's clearly here to sell his stuff. So what's the reason why he's saying his stuff is no good? What are you saying why his stuff is no good? Because he has a plan.
Right.
If he's coming without his stuff, that means he had no plan to sell. He's just with his friend. They're trying to be mishabeach his friend's stuff. But the guy's got the credit card reader with him. So he's obviously clearly looking to sell his stuff. Look at Rashi. That's Rashi. It's a machlokes Rashi Tosos. But shekle umenaso biyado chamar. So Rashi says it's talking about the focus is on the second case, right? The guy who's coming to sell his wares. Hamevi tuol limkor hayenoso biyado klei heker shemachira. He's got his selling wares, right? Could go machak shemachim bozamida, whatever that is, some sort of thing that they would do to weigh the weight. Hamevio latznia einu noso biyado klei noso mechar. Someone who's not coming to sell doesn't have these selling items, you know, out. Right, he's mizazel somebody else's stuff, but he still looks like he's selling. Right, the Anan Sadi is going to come here to sell. Hilchach ain't the elagomel. So here, clear, he's being gomel. That's how Rashi explains it. Tosos explains it the other way around. Brief parish of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's zesha omer alav shehu kohen. Why over there? Why over there does Rabbanan believe the Kohen and not be koshish for Gomlin by the Kohen case? Because the guy's coming with the Kalim that only the Kohen uses. It's because Kohen's worried about Tumah. So where he's coming with Kalim, Shemisham Shemehem Betahara, he's going Klei Galolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adama, She'em Ekalbim Tumah. He's, why is this guy, who's, in our, we don't know till now, who, as a Kohen, being so careful about Tumah Betahara? Oh, he has his clay umnos biyodo. Shako roa kalim halal biyodo misrachet mimenum tumaso v'domesh ukoin l'kachemin l'kachamim. That's why they believed over there. Question is, what's the rule? What's the exception? According to Rashi, the rule is that we're not koshish for golem, but over here in our case of the seller, we're koshish because he has his claim on us. So according to Tosas Rabbeinu Chananel, the rule is we are koshish for golem, but we're not koshish in the case of the kohen because he's coming with clay avonim, which makes it pretty indicative of the fact that he is a kohen. Otherwise, he wouldn't be so careful to retire unless he's a chaver or ochel. But that's the case. Now the Gemara says, we said that because that's something that Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva said somewhere else. So where did he say that? So the Heicha Itmar de Rabbi Chama Bar Ukva about what he said, that the guy came with the Kalim with Biyado. Ahad Itznan, submission in Taharos. So we have a Mishnah, we just did a Mishnah in Demai, now we do a Mishnah in Taharos. Ahad Itznan, HaKadar. So the Kadar is the guy who sort of makes the pottery, right? I don't know how to translate it. He's
the potter.
And he's a chaver, Rashi points out. He's a chaver. So he's believed about, right, so he's a chaver, and therefore, he's neman to believe about the taros, that his stuff is cooked as tahar. He's a chaver. So what happened with him? Sheheniach kideirosav v'yorod lishtos. His kelim are all tahar, but he left them, and he went to get a drink down by the river. He went to get something to drink. So what's the story? So now he wasn't watching his. Did someone touch his kalim? So the Mishnah says, Panimios, those on the inside are maintain the status of tahoros, bachitzonos tameos, but the outer ones are tameos because we have a chash that maybe somebody touched them. So the Gemara asks, Vatanya, we have a brisa that says elu ve'elu tameos, that they're both tameos. So Amar Rabbi Bar Ukva. When does the Braisa say that even the inside kalim are tamei? It's b'shekli umunaso biyado. It's when the guy came with his kli umunaso, because then if they sheyada kol mishameshes behen, since kli umunaso biyado, it's clear that everything's for sale. So if everything's for sale, people are going to start touching to see what it is. But if he didn't come with kli umunaso, the people say, oh, that's not for sale. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to look at it. Right? Rashi says, so then mishameshes behem levodok velikach. People are going to touch it. They're going to try it out. So then they are. That's when they're all tomatoes. I have vahatanya elu ve'elu tohoros. We have another brayso that says both the inside and the outside ones are tohoros. So ama rami barcham marukva. It's b'she'ein kli umenaso biyado. That's a case where he doesn't have the kli umenaso. So everyone sees there's no kli umenaso there. So people realize, okay, he's not. This is not for sale. I'm not going to waste my time here. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So you just explained to me two cases where either they're all tameh, they're all tar. But our Mishnah said the inner ones are tahor and the outer ones are tameh. What case is that? So the Gemara says, the ela hadits nan penimios tahoros v'chitzonos tameos heichemish ka'achasla. What case are we talking about? So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is talking about a different case. It's the smichel shus harabim umishum chifufei v'shus harabim. It's because it's very close to the shus harabim. He put, and it's because of the chifufei, which are these big stones that they would put in between the shus harabim and the shus harabim so people wouldn't keep brushing up on their private homes. Rashi says, Mishum chivuvi rishus harabim shenosnim bnei adam avanim gedolus or yisedos at sidei rishus harabim. They used to put these markers to block people from some coming some up close. Laharchik haagalos and lahasik solim. So the wagons wouldn't rub the walls. Umitoshein docho because rishus harabim and there because they pushed away the rishus harabim from the houses.
What is he saying that nobody touched it?
So for zeh he niach deiros of etzlam. So he put his kederos out over there. So docha kamhu es haderach. So it also narrows the road. Over misham michat chichim bahen ubigdeim over al pnei aviran. So but the people are passing by now are rubbing up against those utensils, or their clothing is going rubbing up against their utensils. Ubigdei amaaretz tameim him. The begadim are tameim. Utameim asichitonos. So those that are on the outside are getting touched by
people. Ones
in the back are not. So it's nothing to do with the case of being sold. It's just a special different kimta of where he placed his Right. So what's the case? But that's talking about shehini kedirus of a yored lishtos. So I guess he didn't watch, so he couldn't tell what was touched and what was not. So we're going to assume that the outer ones were touched by people who were passing by. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring another. Right. So we just said that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in the Brisa and also in our Mishnah could have been about Gomlin. Then we had explained the differences between. Now the Gemara says maybe it's a different machlokes. V'ibaisema Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan v'maili mitruma l'yuchsin kamiflagi. Maybe the machlokes is whether or not if we say that someone can eat truma, do we then if we see someone eating truma, do we then raise his status for yuchsin? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, if the guy eats truma, automatically everyone's going to assume for yuchsin. So we're not going to let the guy eat truma unless he has to aid him. The Rabbanan said just because he eats truma, no one's going to say that now is valid yuchsin.
So let meaning there is a claim.
Yuchsin Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda Savar Harol Shemachlin Truma LaAdam B'Cheskas Kohen Meila B'Chol Makam Shu Kohen Uman Motul Yuchsin for everything. Maybe that includes Yuchsin. Maybe that includes eating kachim. Includes duchanim. Includes everything. But Rabbanan say no. Hilkach Im Ta'achilo Truma Harei Tamavila Asil Isha. He's going to marry the woman, and we're worried about the woman before. That's Rashi L'Shitasa. But Rabbanan Savar Eimal Mitruma Yuchsin. No one's going to make that jump. If you don't make that jump, so let him eat truma. Are you worried? You're worried that he's going to violate the Isser of eating the Truma, that's on him. But we're not going to be concerned with him eating because he's not going to marry somebody else because we won't let him marry. Just because he's eating Truma, that doesn't mean we make the jump. Rabbi Yehuda makes the jump automatically, and therefore, if you want to make the jump, I need two witnesses to tell me he can eat Truma, so I need the two witnesses to tell me that he's a valid Kohen. So now the Gemara asks Shaila, Ibai Luhu, Mahu Lahalos Mishtaros Luyuchsin. Someone who signs in the Shtar that he's a Kohen. Is that sufficient to now for us to assume that he's a Kohen, and therefore he raises his status to a Kohen? Mahu la'alos mishtaros l'yuchsin. Right, it brings down the note over here that the Gemara makes a suffix l'gabi yuchsin, but doesn't ask about truma. But so the Ritva says the question is also about truma and yuchsin, and the Gemara just asks about one them and who are din the truma. But there's a machlokus because the Ramban and Rabbeinu Kreshkas, they write that it's Indian Shuma, it's Pshita, Shamali, Mishtaros. Right? That's no question. The question is, the Yuchsin, can he now marry this untainted woman, according to Rashi? So, Hechidami, what's the case of the Shtar? Ilema de Ksivbe, if he writes on the Shtar, he's a witness. Ani Ploni Kohen Chatsamti Eid, Gabam Luxuba, it says, it just says, Aaron Ben Amram Kohen Eid, what does that mean to believe? Man Kamasi Lavayu. Where's the testimony? The guy's just signing on himself. That's his own word of mouth. Putting it down a piece of paper. So then, Lo Tzricha, what's the case? The Ksiv Bey, it's in the Shtar itself. He writes, Ani Ploni Kohen, Lavisimani Miploni, V'chasimo Sahadi. I, Aaron, the son of Amram, the Kohen, borrowed money from Ploni, and then the witnesses sign. So what are they signing on? So, my, Amar Shemishtar Kamasi, they're only signing about what transpired, the loan. Oh, Dilma Kula Milsa Kamasi. Or maybe they're even testifying about everything else. They testify that he's a Kohen. So it has somebody, he's a Kohen. You have two witnesses now signed that this guy's a Kohen. And therefore you would believe. He would be brought up as a Kohen. So the Gemara says, it's a machlokas from Hun and Rav Chisda, Charam or Mailin, the Charam or Ein Mailin. One says, yep, from the Staros you can be assumed to be a Kohen, for whether it's just for Yuchsin or it's for Truma as well, and Charam or Ein Mailin. We do not use the Star as proof to indicate that he is a Kohen. Next topic of the Gemara, Yivai Luhu.
Somebody signs a Star, a Tzuma, or he signs Avram, whatever goes, Eid.
Right, that Gemara.
And he says a Kohen Eid.
The Gemara said that. That's not our case. There is not believed. The case is where he writes in the Star, Aaron the Kohen is marrying so and so, or I borrowed money from him, and then other witnesses sign.
This is usually signed not on the contents of the Star.
They are. That's the machlokas. What are they signing? What are they testifying? Is they only testifying about the transaction that took place in the Star, or the are they testifying about all the information in the Star? Ivai Luhu. Mahu. Yeah. Good.
No. Okay.
So Ivai Luhu. Mahu lahalos minisius kapayim liyuchsin. Okay. Well, the guy gets up to duchen. Now, do we say can he duchen in? Can he marry? Does he marry? The Zman says it's different because all we do not have any kohanim who are miyuchas. They're all from Chazaka, but there's no real other than getting the money from the pigeon or bin. There's no financial benefit. Right? You get the 30 slot
today.
There's no financial benefit.
Yeah. What? Mishnah Berurah says no. Such a small benefit.
Right. That's just what
first Aliyah.
But you have the Chasam Sofer and you have the Gro who were worried about that, and that's why they would give pigeon or bin to every Kohen they would meet, because maybe the guy before wasn't a Kohen. They kept trying to be machmir to make sure that they're nifta. But So you buy lumal alos when it's kafayim liyosim. So you buy lemandam malim in truman liyosim. You buy lemandam or emailim. So let's one just line them up. The one who says that you can't bring it up from truma says you can't bring it up from the kafayim. The other way says the same thing. But he says no. Either side you can play the sides. The guy who says that if you feed them truma, you bring them up to yuchsin. He says hani mili truma. Maybe only by truma you can bring up to yuchsin the avon misahi, because that's a zar. He's eating it. If he's going to eat truma, which is an avon misa, and so therefore we're going to let him to yuchsin. So therefore maybe over there we believe him for yuchsin. But who says by nesias kapayim just because he does duchen, so we're going to bring him up for yuchsin, right? Well, maybe over there during. Right, the Easter Misa, Rashi says, "Im zaru lo hayo ochel chuma shu avo misa." Avon nesias kapayim, the Easter asay lo. But the nesias kapayim, which is an Easter asay, Rashi says the pasuk. It says, "Kotiv archu atem velo zarin velav ba'machlei asay." I say, he goes, there's an assay on the Kohanim to give them a bracha. So it's a lav on everybody else to give it. But it's an Isser assay that you're not allowed to give the bracha. But it's not Misa. So maybe there we won't raise him to Yoksa. By Truman, we will raise him, but here we won't raise him. And the other way around, O Dil Maloshna, or doesn't make a difference, you raise them. And Tiboy Laman Damar Eimalin. And what about the one who says that if he just because he eats Truma, we don't bring him up for Yuchsin? Maybe that's Hani Mili Truma. Why? Demisalcha Batsina, because he's eating by in his own, privately. No one's going to see him. Takes the truma and he eats it privately. No one sees him. So,
but he himself, this is a chayv koris.
But he doesn't care. He's eating it quiet. He doesn't. But many people, it's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. People are more concerned about what other people think about them than what God thinks about them. So something that doesn't private, he'll do because no one's going to look at him. No one's going to see him. Avon nesias kapayim for hesia, if he goes in front of everybody and says I'm a kohen and he benches them, that then e kohenu kuli haylo mosav inish nafshei. The people are not going to be so bechutzif to get up and duchen and take their shoes off and do the whole washing and do the whole thing in front of everybody. And therefore, for duchening, if he goes nesias kapayim, then we'll bring him up for yuchsin. But truma, we would bring him up for yuchsin. Old dimaloshna, maybe there's no difference. So again, Rav Chisda, Rav Inaz, and Machlokes. Chad Amr Mailin. One says we do bring if a guy duchens, what guy does duchen, we say he can marry the isha miyuchases. The Chad Amr E Mailin. One says we do not. It's interesting because there's a Tosfos on Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches that says the reason why the isser in duchening if you're not a kohen is bracha levatala. That's what, and here Rashi says the reason is because it's kosav arfus. So you have to figure out what the answer is. I think the Ramah and Simon Kuf Chav Tes, the first Simon of the Sias Kafayim discusses that. The Ramah on Shulchan Aruch. I think the Ramah talks about it. Okay, that Homer. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava asks, Mahu Halos Minisius Kafayim LeYuchsin? Yeah, what's the halacha? What can you do? Guy does duchenin. Do now bring him up to this mile of Yuchsin, which again we said according to Rashi means the ability to marry a certain wife. So Amrle, he says, look to the Rav Chisda Ravina. Well, it's a machlok. We just said it. It's a machlok. It's Rav Chisda Ravina. So we said, okay, so who are you passing like? Go to the rabbi. So what? It's a machlok. Okay, what do I do? Bottom line.
It's interesting why they're so busy with that. There's actually no love involved with this Yuchsen thing for him to marry anybody. There's no love. It's not a coin to marry.
Right. So Rashi says because you're worried about that there may be there's mamzerus or nesinus in there. So there is
a bit of pagan.
But you don't know. That's what we're concerned about. We have this guy. We don't know. So we're concerned. That's what all that exactly.
You needed.
No,
yeah, somebody walks into the shul and says, "I'm a kohen."
No one questions him anymore.
Nobody questions.
No one looks the other way. You give him. We ask people. We go ask people. Kohen. We ask them. When one guy's gonna say, "Yeah," you gotta get that guy. You get the smart guy. He's the last guy to be asked. No one else said yes, so he'll say yes. I'll get the aliyah. What's the difference? He's not taking anyone else's spot. My mind's a little warped here. But that's...
You've lost your time.
It only works if you're the last guy. Okay. So he goes, Hilchos Amai. So Amalei, he goes, I don't know, but Ana Masnisni Adon. I know there's a Brysa. And from the Brysa, we'll figure out who the halacha is. Desanya, Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says, Gedola Chazaka. Chazaka, that a person is Muchzak, that he's something, is very, very powerful. How do we know? Right, what Rashi says, Gedola Chazaka, She'ein Bezin Yecholim Lahotzi Dor Michaskasa. If something is Muchzak, Bezin can't take it away. Shanemar, the Pasuk says, this is in Ezra, Perek Bezin, I think it's talking about, is it talking about Ezra? Or Nechemiah? Perek Bezin is talking about Ezra. It says, Umbnei Akohanim, I'll read the whole Pasuk. Umbnei Akohanim, Asherheim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Kotz, Bnei Barzeli, all these people, Asher Lokach, Mibnos Barzeli, Hagil Adi Isha, Vayikari Al Shemam. So these guys they came in and they took women from the Benos Barzili. The Benos Barzili, I'm assuming, were not Meyuchas. They were not the ones who, so we're worried about their children, or their children Kohanim. So, Eile, all of them, Bikshu, Savam, Hamisyachasim, Vilonim So'u, Vigolu, Min HaKahuna. So all these guys were looking for their pedigree. They're looking for their star, their pedigree, because they're coming back to the Beis Hamikdash, and they want to work in the Beis Hamikdash. But they didn't find it. So vayigolum, they were exiled. They were pasul from the kahuna because he couldn't find their ksav yichus. Vayomer hatirshasa. So their tirshasa says, I think tirshasa is Nechemya. Right, Rashi says hatirshasa hu Nechemya ben Chachliya. He says to them. But Yomar Tishasa Lahem Asher Lo Yochlu Mikoche HaKadoshim Ad Amod Kohen Lo Urim V'Tumim. You cannot eat from the Kachim Kachim until the Urim V'Tumim comes. The Urim V'Tumim will come and tell you whether you're Kohanim Yochsim or not. So just the Kachim Kachim you can't eat, but everything else that you can't do. But Amar Lahem Atem B'Cheskasam. You guys are in your Chazaka. Ubameha Yisim Ochlu Megola. What did you eat in Bavel in the Golos? You ate things that are only just holy outside the base of English, which is truma. So truma you can still eat. Afkan bekachigvul. So to here you can only eat kachigvul. So you see that he kept them on their chazaka. Right? Afkan bekachigvul. And we do Amar Rav Yosi gedola chazaka. Shema mina nisius kapayim and namilo aser alayu. Shari huksaku b'habigvulim. They were probably duchen in Bavel also. So that they get to keep. So they wanted to say from here the Isal Kadaitach, and if you would say that Ma'ailin Minisius Kapayim Leyuchsin, that if you duchen, all of a sudden you become Meyuchas and you get all the trappings of a full blown Kohen, so Kevin de Parsi Adayo Asu Asukinu. So how can you do that? Because since here they're going to let them duchen, if Yechemia lets them duchen, lets them do whatever they did there, lets them do here, well, if from duchen you go to Meyuchas, well, then Yechemia is just going to make them Meyuchas because he's letting them duchen. So how does that work? Therefore, you see that you're not mailin from Nisius Kapayim to Yuchsin, because if you were, the Chemya would have never let them be duchen. So, I'm not sure. I think we should probably just stop here. It doesn't really stop. So we'll stop here. Menachem will pick up with the answer. So right now we stop over here. Right now we seem to have a proof that we're not mylin from Shani Hoshke. We're not mylin from Yuchsin to from duchening to yuchsin, because had that been the case, Nechem would not have let them duchen. Now Gemara's going to try to be docha that. We'll pick that up there tomorrow. Okay.
That's why Ezra, when he brought back everybody, he brought back everybody of Cain's lineage to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, because?
Because he was afraid that they somehow or other slip back into the fold.
So he brought them back. He was on top of everything.
He was on top of them. That way, make sure that anybody yep. who was
he was making sure no one was going out. No one was going out on Saturday night. He was. Correct. He was. He was on
top.
All right. Good. Okay. Shkoyach.